This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abba and welcome everyone. There's a very interesting mystery at the end of Parshas Noach regarding an individual by the name of Yiska. Pasuk says, Perak Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Tes, Vayikach Avraham v'Nachar lohem nashim. Avraham Nachar took wives. Shem Eishes Avram Sarai. The name of the wife of Avram was Sarai. V'shem Eishes Nachar, and the name of the wife of Nachar was Milcah. So it doesn't identify who Sarai was, who was her father. But it does identify who's Milcah. Milcah is Bas Haran. It doesn't say Sarai was Bas anybody, but it does say Milcah was Bas Haran. And then the Pasuk says, and Haran was Avi Milcah v'Avi Yiska, the father of Milcah and the father of Yiska. Who is Yiska? Rashi says Yiska is Sarai, because Yiska is not mentioned earlier in this Pasuk. Rashi gives three reasons why Sarai was called Yiska. Firstly, everybody gazed at her. Firstly, because she gazed beruach hakodesh, she was sacha beruach hakodesh, and then shahakol soichin beyafya. Everyone gazed at her beauty, and finally, Rashi says it's a lashon of nesichos, a lashon of being a princess. So this is Sarai. So why by Sarai doesn't it say she Sarai is Bas Haran, and by Milcah it says that Milcah is Bas Haran? This is the question raised by Reb Simcha Zisel Broida in the Sefer Sam Derech, where he asks, now, not only is Sarai not traced after Haran, Sarai, it never says that she's related to Lot. Earlier on in Pasuk Chav Zayin, it says, V'Haran Hoylid Es Lot. What about V'Haran Hoylid Es Sarai? No, not in this Pasuk does it say Haran Hoylid Es Sarai, not earlier when it says Hoylid Es Lot. It's as if Sarai's not related to Haran, not related to Lot. And then later when it says, Vayikach Avram as Sarai Ishtoi, v'yas Lot ben Achiv, it should say Avram took Sarai his wife and Lot her brother. No, Lot ben Achiv, Lot the son of his brother. Why doesn't it say that Lot was Sarai's brother? I would add, even when it says that Haran was Avi Milcah v'Avi Yiska, so it doesn't say she was his daughter, but it says he was the father. It doesn't even call her Sarai. It calls her a different name. As if you want to connect Sarai to Haran, the only way to connect it is we're going to give her a different name. And I think the question is part of the answer is the question. Yes, the Torah is covering up the fact that there's a connection between Sarai and Haran. The same way, there's an idea that we say Terach died, even though Rashi says he didn't die yet. But we need to create this disconnect between Avraham and the earlier generations. Avraham is beginning a new nation, no connection to earlier generations. There's an idea that that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam was Kavash Mayanoi. The Ribbono Shel Olam stopped up his ability to procreate so that when he does, it would be a Beria Chadasha. And therefore it says Terach died. So too, the Torah says Vayamas Haran al Pnei Terach Achiv. Haran died. But moreover, when it comes to Sarah's lineage, it is as if she is not connected whatsoever to Haran. She's not connected to Haran. So Avram takes Sarai Ishtoi, but not Sarah ben Haran, Bas Haran. And he takes Lot, but Lot is not the brother of Sarai. There's a disconnect between Avraham and Terach, between Sarah and her family. And this was necessary in order to start Klal Yisrael from a new lineage. It's interesting. The Hafla points out on the Pasuk, V'shem Eishes Nachar Milcah, Bas Haran, Avi Milcah v'Avi Yiska, that there's repetition here because it says Milcah is Bas Haran, and then it says Avi Milcah. Milcah is Bas Haran, and Haran is the father of Milcah. That's repetitious. So the Hafla explains, similar to what we have in Parshas Yisroel, where first Moshe Rabbeinu was miskabed in Yisroel, that Yisroel was his father-in-law, but when Moshe became greater, we find just the opposite. Yisroel was miskabed, that he was the father-in-law. So first, Moshe Rabbeinu is called the son-in-law of Yisroel, and then it says Yisroel is Chosein Moshe, or we find in Mishnah, the end of Shabbos, a story about the father of Rabbi Tzadok, or Avuha de Shmuel. So in the beginning, the yichos of Milcah was Milcah Bas Haran. Her greatness was she was Bas Haran. Milcah Bas Haran. But when Milcah became greater, she became Haran was Miskaved Ba Avi Milcah. So according to the Hafla, perhaps we could suggest that it says Milcah Bas Haran, because at first Milcah was Niskabed in Haran, but we're not going to say the same thing about Sarah. Could be Sarah at no point in time was Miskabed that she was Bas Haran. So it leaves that out, that Sarai was Bas Haran. Only when it comes to Avi Milcah, when it comes to Haran, Haran in fact was Miskabed that he was Avi Yiska, but never was Sarai Miskabed that she was Bas Haran. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.